WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a Harvard-Stanford study finds New Jersey is one of eight states with the largest losses in math standardized testing among third to eighth grade students between 2022 and 2023. And that the pandemic made the learning loss worse. Mary Cook, and president and CEO of Advocates for the Children of New Jersey, says 45 to 46% of kids are meeting or exceeding expectations in the student learning assessment test. But when broken down by race, there is a clear disparity.
Asian students, about 80% of third graders, are meeting or exceeding expectations. African American and Black students, it's 25%. Hispanic students, it's 29%. White students, it's 58%.
Between 50 and 60% of students in counties like Bergen, Somerset, and Hunterdon are meeting and exceeding expectations compared to lower-income counties like Cumberland, Cape May, and Mercer. With more than 50 aftershocks felt throughout New Jersey since last Friday's earthquake, the federal government is now sending more resources to the area of study. To study those aftershocks, the United States Geological Survey is sending what they are calling aftershock kits to New Jersey to better document where and how strong those aftershocks are. Those eight kits will record motion and frequencies that will then be transmitted back in real time to the National Earthquake Information Center in Colorado. The USGS forecasts there is still a 12% chance of a magnitude 3 or greater aftershock within the next week. This portion of the news is made possible by Allies Tax Relief. Is your IRS tax debt making things feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now, 800-230-5174. A trio of New Jersey residents is accused of scamming victims out of nearly $500,000 as no-show contractors.
Priyanka Patel, Viral Patel, and Pratik Patel, all in their 30s, were initially arrested in December. Hudson County prosecutors say they were accused of ripping off one business owner who paid them $200,000 to do work at three properties, which was never done. Now the Patels have been accused of stealing more than $440,000 from another six victims for work either never done or unfinished. They operated as John V. Hotel Supply, which is registered to a Jersey City townhouse on Thorne Street. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An iconic Jersey Shore landmark is in the running for the best roadside attraction in the United States. A USA Today poll shows Lucy the Elephant in Margate is competing against 19 other landmarks, including the towering Dalmatian Fire Hydrant in Texas and the world's largest frying pan in North Carolina. Anyone can vote up until May 6th. The details are at nj1015.com. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most. All live, all local, all Jersey. We are New Jersey 101.5.
All right, the traffic on the parkway still dealing with a crash investigation that continues at the Barnegat Tolls after a garbage truck slammed into that toll plaza much earlier today. All traffic must use the main line, the Easy Pass Express, to get on through. It gets very heavy south of Exit 74. And Route 9 catching lots of traffic at Wells Mills Road down to Barnegat Boulevard. Meanwhile, Route 1 is another crash investigation northbound. That's closed at Ridge Road up towards Raymond Road, South Brunswick. Southbound, just one lane getting through. Lots of extra traffic on Route 27. There's also slowdowns. Both spurs of the turnpike south coming down towards the car. The truck lanes were looking good on 287. Not bad across the Delaware. Worst of the Hudson River crossings, leaving New Jersey the Holland Tunnel. 10 minutes from 1 and 9. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by the Ewing Diner. Enjoy the Ewing Diner's incredible breakfast specials from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. starting at 6:29. Delicious, hearty, all-American breakfast at a price you can't beat. Start your day off right. Online at ewingdiner.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The chance of raindrops continues until late tonight, really early tomorrow morning. But if all goes well, we will see some breaks of blue sky in New Jersey through this afternoon. It is going to stay windy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures today lower to mid-60s. One more push of spotty showers expected late tonight. It'll be breezy and cool overnight with lows in the mid-40s. Those showers will finally exit tomorrow morning. Then we'll see clearing skies. It's still going to be pretty windy for your Saturday. Highs 55 to 60, bouncing back to 70 on Sunday with a nice mix of sun and clouds. There will be a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday night. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro, the go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all of your favorite sporting events. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro and online at firesidegrillandbar.com.